You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Up now on Past and Present, Dr. Robin Henry marks an anniversary that shows what government cooperation can do in times of trouble.
On March 21, 1933, President Franklin Roosevelt proposed to Congress a full-scale works program that would provide work of, quote, definite practical value, not only through prevention of great present financial loss, but also as a means of creating future national wealth. 10 days later, on March 31st, Congress approved the Emergency Conservation Works Act. Through this act, Roosevelt and Congress created agencies that followed through with this legislative promise of relief. The first agency was the Civilian Conservation Corps. The CCC initially provided 250,000 forestry jobs across the country, with a peak of just over 500,000 workers in 1935. While a director led the CCC, an advisory council from four government departments, labor, war, agriculture, and interior, jointly supervised it, a first for a governmental agency. The CCC created a camp work system that mirrored the U.S. Army's basic training, and several future officers, including George Marshall, embraced the system. Each enrollee was subjected to a physical exam or a period of conditioning and was required to serve for at least 6 months. They worked 40 hours per week for $30 a month, which would be about $590 a month today, and they were provided 3 meals a day, plus housing, clothing, and medical care. The first camp, Camp Roosevelt, opened on April 17, 1933 in Virginia. By July 1st, there were nearly 1,500 camps with a peak of 2,900 in 1937. While it was disbanded in 1942 after the United States entered into World War II, the CCC paved the way for strong interdepartmental government agencies to play a role in a robust federal government during times of crisis. For KMUW, this is Dr. Robin Henry.